Okay, and continuing the halachas of duchening, simin kuf sif hey. Yeah, so Halevi yotzek is a mayim al yedei kohanim, and the Levi is supposed to pour the water on the kohen's hands. Al shem shenemar v'gamis achecha mati Levi hakari v'itoch v'yilavo olach v'yishrasucha. Right, the Levi is supposed to service the kohen. V'mein sham Levi yitzek bechor peterechem. It should be a bechor who's a peterechem, meaning the firstborn. Shehu kadosh al yadai, because he's a kadosh, he's considered a kadosh, and he pours on the kohen's hands. In gam b'chareinu, if there's no b'chor, the kohen should pour for himself. V'lo yitzek Yisrael should not pour. Halevi oya b'chor, asher yitzek mayim al kohanim. So a Levi or a Bechor who's pouring the water onto Kohanim, ain yadav nikiyas, yeshali lirchatz yadav tchila, his hands are not clean, he should wash his hands first. Fine. Vav. Also, meaning you have to wash, the Levi should wash his hands, or the Kohen wash their hands first before they wash the Kohen's. Vav. Also, la'alos l'duchen b'menorah, you're not allowed to go up to the duchen with shoes. This is one of the strangest, I'm not going to say strange, but interesting Takanas. Why? Because his shoe might break on the way up to Duchening, and he's going to bend down to fix it, and they're going to send, he's not going to make it up to the Duchen, and people are going to think that he was a Apostle Kohen, and that's why he didn't go up. So because of that, Kohanim don't do shoes. Everybody thinks it's like this holy thing, like the base of Mikdash. No, it's not. It's nothing to do with that. We're afraid that his shoes might break.
So in the Beis HaMikdash, Kahanim wore some type of footwear?
No, they did not. They didn't even wear socks. But the
Right.
people think that this is the reason Kohanim take off their shoes, like it's in the base of me. There's no shaykhs. No,
Wow.
it's a fascinating thing, right?
Maybe it means going up to the Bima to go up. You don't wear your shoes.
What do you mean?
When you're walking up to the front of the shul, there you shouldn't wear shoes.
As
Maybe
opposed,
as opposed to on in front of the Aron Kodesh. Meaning on the way up, you're gonna touch your shoe and then you're not gonna be able to go up. Meaning the reason why we do without shoes is the same because of the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. But here it's
no,
telling you
it's
not even to go walk up to the front of the shul with shoes, no?
no, I don't think so. He's
Because
just
he's not
saying if you
saying
don't.
don't do the avo, don't do the duchening without shoes. Saying
No,
walking
because
up
if
to the
that's the
front.
case, if you really want to be like a kohen, then you got to take off your socks, which I'll leave to Peretz to decide whether that's a good idea, right? Yeah. So, because the kohanim didn't wear socks either. Okay. Anyways, and you should take off the shoes before Natilas Yedayim. It's good to hide the shoes under the benches, and may cover that tzira. It's not covered at tzira for people to see your shoes. Fine. Sign. When the shliach tzira gets the ritzei, and that's when the kohanim have to make their move. Right? That's when they have to start going up. That's why they should wash hands before that. With hands that are right to make a bracha, even if they wash their hands after it, say once they started making their move, then it's not a problem. Right now, what happens if he makes his move but he doesn't get up there before it, say? Right.
So now there's not 10, there might not be 10 people to answer Chazaras Hashatz. Because five people went out,
No,
Kohanim
you got right. So you got to be careful with
and Leviim.
that.
Now you're gonna, now you have five, six, you could have six people left in there, Bet
right?
the shul is where they wait, where the Chazan waited. Either because so
Well,
many
we
people
do.
left or
No,
be,
I'll tell
yeah,
you.
so you wait.
Thank you. I'll tell you when we wait. In Shmini Atzeres, in Shayoshev, there's a certain Chazan who reads Chazaras Hashatz pretty fast. And he reads too fast.
In Chayashiv, I never thought such a thing would happen.
And that chazan reads sometimes too fast, and they has to wait for the Kehanim to make their way back into the base of to the base Medrash. Yeah. So, what? Yeah, so you do have, sometimes you do have to wait. That chazan happens to be me, but
you have to use your right foot, I would say, to go up, or it doesn't make a difference.
I would think so, but here's the thing: they're so makbid that all the kehanim, they don't. I don't know why they're so makbid, because really the Shulchan Aruch says that as long as the kohen made his move, he does not have to be up there by vesechazena inenu. As
no,
he
that's
has up
all
until
wrong.
Atay
You want
Shuvah.
everybody to do it at the same time.
No. Of course they're going to do it at the same time. But we wait because we want them all up there by Vesechezena. Right? But really, you don't have to be up there. As long as he made his move towards the Duchen, towards the front, that's enough. It's only if the guy was sleeping, then he said after it say, and then he said, oh, I gotta get up. Then that's too late. But once he makes his move, he's really okay.
Meaning he washed his hands and then he went to sleep?
It was a
I'm
long
saying he
line. I
washed
don't
his
know.
hands, then he got to Ritzay, he fell asleep.
Maybe.
I hear it's a
Tessa
long
Hadas.
davening.
Pants how
It's a
slow
long
the chazan is.
davening.
And Tessa Hadas.
Yeah. Anyway, so okay, whatever it is, fine. Ches kishol duchen aylum repneim keneged aron hakodesh b'mizrach. When they go up to the duchen, they stand with their face facing the aron kodesh. V'aymer maidim the rabbanon ematzibur. They say the maidim the rabbanon ematzibur. Achar v'aymer yirats mafenech Hashem elikenu shatei bracha zu shetzibisano levarich asamchi yisob bracha shleima v'lo yeh b'shum michshol v'aben me'atov v'yadoyim. I don't know. Did the kohanim say that? Naftali, you say that?
Rabbanim kol olam, he says that?
No, this Yehi Ratzon before you duchen.
Yes.
Did I say it? You know
That's
it by heart?
It. No.
When did I
and
say
then we
it?
also say after, and then we say it after.
No, I'm talking about this before.
I know, but we also say this, and then we say after. We say it by whatever when you guys are saying after modem.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, that the tzibur should say amen also on the kohanim's tefillah. That's the way some places do it. Right, he says it in a loud voice. Right, but other places, just somebody else says out kohanim. That's what we were saying before, that you, or in yesterday's, whatever, what we learned earlier tonight, that's him calling the Kehanim to make the bracha. And then he says quietly, Am Kedeshecha Ka'amur. But Kayanim shouldn't say that. And then they turn around towards everybody. The shliach tzibur does not answer amen because it's a hefsek. That comes to exclude if the tzibur hates the kayan. Oh yeah, Kayin sign as a tzibur, or the tzibur, or the Kayin hates a tzibur, like Yisus Kapov, he should not duchen. Sakana he la Kayin of Yisus Kapov. It's a sakana if the Kayin duchens. Al Kayin, Yeshli Lotzis, maybe Sakneses, he should leave the shul. It may be Sakneses, El Kayin Echot, if there's only one Kayin, Einem Rashi Yisibur Kayanim Bekoram, Elohume Atzmai Master is Ponov, he does it himself. Right? Why? Because the Pasuk says, Emar Lahem, which is plural. So it's only done by plural kohanim. Fine. Test. Magvini sidem neged kispeim apayshen oisim. They pick up their hands opposite their shoulders and they extend them. Right. V'cholken atzvei seim shiyu b'neim hei avirim. They split their fingers so there should be five spaces in between. Dehainu bein beis atzvois lebeis atzvois avir echo. There should be between the two fingers. Right. There's four fingers and a thumb. So in between the two fingers, the two sets of fingers, there should be the space for five fingers. There should be at least airspace of one. The second hand, those are four spaces of air. And between the thumb and the thumb, right? If they go like this, right? Hare chamisha avirim, that's five avirim, right? Meaning it doesn't have to be that it's five avirim in here. If you hold up your hands this way, this way, this way, you're going to have five, right? The Tzorach Lasis came is from the Siv Metis min acharakim. It says that you're looking through the charakim and there's hey charakim, right? Fine. They have to make sure that the thumbs don't touch each other. You don't want to ruin the opening between them. Right? Fine. Whatever all this is. The right hand should be a little bit higher than the left hand.
Thumbs should not touch?
Yeah. That's what the kids are saying.
But then how do you make five spaces?
What?
And how do you make
That's
five
why,
spaces?
Because if you have only one, if you put them together, then it's only one big space.
No, but the thumbs have to touch.
No, he's saying the thumbs should not touch.
I have a book that says differently, but okay.
Okay, well, listen, are you Judas? Jewish? Yeah. You ever heard of Machlokes?
Yeah. Not that I've ever actually watched the Kohanim, but from what I hear, there's a lot of different stuff going on. There's people with their hands out to the sides. There's people with their hands together, elbows straight, elbows bent.
Yeah, yeah. I'd rather be to Yisrael, to be honest. Fine.
Well, when I watched, I thought I was.
There you go.
Back then.
If it's sort of like being
especially yad, after the daf that we're doing,
that's for sure. If it's sort of like being a yada, your monis ketzas l'malam me asmalis. The right hand is to be higher than the left hand. V'yeh a gudol yamin al gudol small, and the right thumb should be on the left thumb. Uparson kapeim, and you spread out their arms. Yitoy kapeim keneged ha'aretz v'achori yadem keneged ha'shamayim. The back of the hands are facing the sky, and the bottom of their hands are facing the ground. Okay. Yud, you know, this is why they cover, you know, Naftali, they cover the Kahanim's hands so that nobody can make a macha on them, what they're doing under there. That's all.
Don't worry, I like it too. This way nobody knows I'm doing it wrong.
Exactly. That's what I meant in nicer terms.
So between having them cover their hands and then saying, if you watch them, you go blind, they're hedging their bets.
Exactly. They could take it easy.
Well, if you ever take a picture while they're doing it, they're all doing it differently. At least that's what I used to see.
There you go. Okay.
He's listening to that solar radio.
Yeah. They should not look around and they should not be masiach das. Their eyes should be looking down, like by davening. And the arm is mechamed to the bracha. And they should be facing the kohanim. But they should not stare at the kohanim. And the kohanim themselves shouldn't even look at their own hands. Right? It's mashma from here that the reason why the kohanim cover is not so that the people don't look at them. They're covering themselves so that they don't look at the people. Meaning the people cover their eyes so that they don't see the kohanim's hands. And the kohanim are covering. It's mashma like that from here. Right, v'nogul shashal is the talis al paneim, and the minig is to cover the talis over the face, v'yideim chutz l'talis, and to put their hands outside the talis. You hear that? That's the way the Kitzur says it, that we don't do that. Right? Because most cover their hands. And that's as a cheshash, that because people might look. And the tzibur also puts a talis, shelo yistaklu. Right? So again, it's master from the kitzur that the kehanim are covering not for the tzibur's sake. The tzibur's covering for not to look. Right? But they're not. But the kehanim are doing it so that they won't be distracted. Yeah. Okay, that's what we're up to, right?
Yeah, that's it. We'll make a siyum tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, Bez Hashem, we will make a siyum on Kitzer, because we start a new round on Isru Chag.
Yeah.
Isru Chag. All right.
In person, or we're doing it on Zoom?